It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion. So glad that you, friends, have chosen to join us today, and we have this opportunity to look into God's Word together. We're looking at Romans chapter 8, and today we're going to read one of the scriptures, one of the most well-known scriptures in the Word of God, a scripture that many of you, most of you have probably heard, most of you have probably put into effect in your own life, have looked at the promise of this scripture in your own life. And that's Romans 8 and verse 28. What does it say here? Romans 8 and verse 28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." What does the passage tell us? It says, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, this is such an encouraging scripture, but before we get to that part, let me make sure I clarify a couple things it does not say. It does not simply say, all things work for good. That's sometimes a sort of the folksy, you know, just American light gospel way of saying it. Oh, all things work for good. No matter what happens, all things work for good. You know, it does give a couple qualifiers before that's true. All things work together for good to who? To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. In other words, for this scripture to be activated in your life, you need to love God. You need to be a believer, and you need to be called according to His purpose. That means you do need to be walking with the Lord. You do need to be called to salvation, called out of darkness into the light, which happens by grace, which happens through faith by grace. We are called out of darkness into His glorious life and light. And so for this verse to be active, you do need to be walking with the Lord. You do need to be born again. It's not just this mysterious thing where no matter what happens in the world, everybody ends up happy. No, that's not what the promise, but the promise is for those who follow the Lord, those who love Him, they're born again. For those people, every tragedy, every bad thing that happens in their life will work together for good. Truly, all things really does mean all things. When it says all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose, I want to repeat this to you, friends. All things means all things. The worst tragedy in your life, the most terrible thing you can imagine, the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Friend, if you're a follower of Jesus, it is working for your good. It is working for your glory. It is working for your eternal reward. And it can be in a way we cannot even imagine. It can be in a way that is beyond our rational minds. We may here on earth never understand how this tragedy works together for good. But one day, if you're a follower of Jesus, one day when you are with Him in His presence, you will see, your eyes will be open, and you will see how all things truly meant all things. And I just want to encourage you, this is why it's so good to be on God's side. When we're on God's side walking with Him, we always win and the enemy always loses. No matter what Satan does, no matter what temptation he brings, no matter what tragedy he brings, you are the victor. Satan is the loser. All things ultimately are working for your good. Everything is working out for your benefit and your reward. God turns all things to good for those who love Him, called according to His purpose. And friends, I really believe this even means my own mistakes, my own failures. If I'm a follower of Jesus, the Lord will take even those mistakes and in some mysterious way, turn them for good. Now, of course, that doesn't mean I should sin and make mistakes. I should seek to do what's right. But when I do sin, when I do make mistakes, God in His providence, God in His amazing wisdom will turn those things for His good. How does this work? You know, I've had many experiences in my life I could share. One that I think of is when I was a young man, I went to India as a missionary. And I went there with the intention that I was going to be in India for many years. I was working in an orphanage, in a Bible school. You know, I was working with the orphan boys. I was tutoring them. I was doing their chapel services. I would teach in the Bible school. I was called to India, and it was this overwhelming call. God has called me to this nation. And, you know, I had given up everything here in the U.S., left my job, left friends, my family, you know, I had to leave them here. And I'd given everything up to go to India, thinking I would be there long term. Well, when I had only been in India for about 6 months, we got informed by the local police that they wanted us to leave. The local police in this one part of India had decided they didn't want Christian missionaries there anymore. So they told us, you have a week to leave. If you don't leave, you're going to be arrested. So, you know, the leader of the mission I was with, they prayed about it, and they decided we need to leave. And if you can imagine for me, as a young missionary, just now getting started, giving my life to India after I'd given everything up and moved there, after only 6 months, I was told, you have to go. You have to leave. You have to leave the country. Don't know when you'll be able to come back. I was devastated. It was like, I've given up so much, and now I'm just being kicked out like that. And I was thinking, you know, this mission had been going on for more than 10 years without me. I'd only been there 6 months, and now's the time we get kicked out? It was terrible, terrible to think about. I didn't have anything to do back home. I'd given up job. I didn't know what God was going to call me to next. I had lost so much. Well, we had to leave India quickly, so we ended up in Singapore. And in Singapore, you know, the church that I was with there, Cornerstone Community Church, the pastor, Pastor Young, said, well, why don't you stay here for 5 weeks until this conference we're having? We'll take care of you. It was during those 5 weeks that I met my wife, the lovely and talented Dilia. And, you know, for my life, I can say, if I hadn't been kicked out of India when I was, I never would have met my wife. We never would have gotten married. We never would have had our children. All the ministry God has given me in the 20 years since never would have happened if I hadn't been kicked out. The enemy meant it for evil, kicking us out of that nation. God meant it for good. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in the life of the boys in the orphanage. You know, so many of them, it was bad when we got kicked out, but God blessed them in so many different ways once we were gone. What the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good, and it continues to be good in the lives of those we ministered to in India, in my life, in the lives of the other missionaries. God had a greater purpose, and we saw it fulfilled. What about other tragedy? I've shared many times about my son, Caleb. He was taken unexpectedly, passed away in his sleep due to a heart condition when he was almost 14. I still don't understand what the good is in that. I still don't know how God is working it together for good, but I want to say, one day I know that I will know. When I see the Lord face to face, together with Caleb in his presence, somehow I'll see even that turn for good. It's the same for each and every one of us. As we follow the Lord, everything works together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.